A photograph of US President Donald Trump alongside the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein is among more than a dozen files that have suddenly disappeared from the US Justice Department's webpage less than a day after they were posted. The image showed a photo of Mr. Trump and his wife Melania alongside Epstein and his associate Ghislaine Maxwell, and was apparently stored inside a drawer with other photographs. The Justice Department has given no explanation for the removals. Laura Tingle is the ABC's Global Affairs Editor. I spoke to her about the Epstein files earlier.
Good to talk to you, Barbara.
Laura, it appears to have been quite chaotic, this release of the Epstein files. Is that a fair comment?
I think that's a completely fair comment. Of course, the act that required all of these releases said that everything had to be released by last Friday, Washington time. Now, we've seen about 13,000 documents, but a lot of them are literally photos of CDs or photos of boxes, and that's about it. It's mostly photos. A lot of them have all the faces redacted. There are some famous people in there, which is a bit titillating. But the only really conspicuous politician is the former Democrat President Bill Clinton. Now, this has obviously raised questions about whether this has been sort of organised in a way to just keep the focus on Bill Clinton and away from President Trump.
And yet, a photo can say a lot, can't it? I heard one of the victims say that just seeing a photograph of a room she recognised was quite traumatising. The release, though, was meant to show the public transparency. Is it showing transparency?
Well, no, I think it's raised more questions than it's answered, really. I mean, if it was supposed to reduce the pressure on President Trump on this issue, it really hasn't succeeded, because there are such heavy redactions. I mean, all these photos, you know, of people like Mick Jagger and Diana Ross and you know, and Bill Clinton, we've got no dates on where the photos were taken, what the context was, what the location was. So that sort of looks a bit bad. And the fact that you've got whole documents of more than 100 pages which have been completely redacted without explanation. It looks 24 hours after the release, it was looking more like the story was going to become about the cover-up. Now, the American conservative media have generally backed the case and gone with the whole angle about Bill Clinton, but most of the criticism from the victims and the criticism from some of the MAGA base, as well as the Democrats, has been that it's a cover-up. So it's not really improved the situation politically, and it does raise a lot of questions now. The Assistant Attorney General, Todd Blanche, has said that these documents will be released as quickly as possible in lots over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, the cynics are saying, well, that's during the holiday period when nobody's going to be around to look at them, and that it's being done in this staged way to reduce people's interest in the whole issue.
And there's no suggestion, is there, that anyone depicted in these photos is guilty of any wrongdoing, and yet Ghislaine Maxwell is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. She's seen in one of those Bill Clinton photos in some kind of spa or swimming pool, along with another woman whose face has been blacked out. Is there a danger there, or do you think the intent there is to suggest that Bill Clinton is somehow guilty by association?
That's certainly the way I think it's being seen. But I suppose there are a few things here. One of them is he's put out a statement over the weekend through a spokesman saying, look, there are those people who stayed in contact with Jeffrey Epstein once his crimes were known, and Bill Clinton doesn't fall into that category. None of the victims have ever made any allegations against Bill Clinton. So it's just basically looks like a smear campaign, even though you sort of wonder about people's judgment about hanging around in these sorts of circles.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the ABC's Global Affairs Editor, Laura Tingle. And Laura, some of the material in which Donald Trump featured now appears to have disappeared. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, this was part of the whole building cover-up story. Of course, the media was looking at all of these thousands of pictures and things as soon as they were released, as were members of Congress. And suddenly, after some hours, a batch of photos and items disappeared from what had been originally released, including one which had a picture of Donald Trump which was sort of contained in a drawer in Jeffrey Epstein's desk. Now, that's been removed. The government is saying over the weekend that wasn't because Donald Trump had been in it, but because there'd been a request from a victim that they had concerns about some of the related material in that particular photo dump. So that's not been a good look along the way.
And politically, this just isn't going away, is it, for the president?
I don't think it is. I mean, cynics would say that given the way this release has happened and given that it's not reflecting at all well on the Department of Justice, that if there was anything incriminating, it probably was never going to see the light of day anyway. But the writer Michael Wolff says that he's seen various photos that he was shown by Jeffrey Epstein of a range of things which he knows are in there, and he doesn't know why they're not there. But it's just one of those things now where it's very hard to see how Donald Trump will ever sort of escape this entirely, partly through his own making. He made this a huge issue. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene are now, saying that it's the biggest cover-up in, history, not satisfied with it. And this is the danger for him, that it's really alienated a lot of that MAGA base, which is so crucial to his support base.
Laura Tingle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Barbara.